tweet or not to tweet? That is the question that a lot of scientists are asking themselves. Is it worth my time? Does it actually work as a way to tell the world about my new discoveries? Emily Darling and I tackled this question by looking at who follows more than 100 tweeting professors of ecology and evolution from around the world. What did we find? Well, when scientists have few followers, virtually all of their followers are other scientists. But beyond about 1,000 followers, their audience changes drastically. Fewer than half are now individual scientists. The rest is made up of science and outreach organizations, media folks, lots and lots of people who don't identify themselves as scientists, and even the odd politician. Twitter then acts as a potentially effective tool to reach people far beyond the ivory tower. It does take a while to get to 1,000 followers, but persistence, pretty pictures, and a way with words are key. So, scientists out there, just keep tweeting.